The primary is almost a full year away, but the campaigning got going Monday when Wayne Schmidt officially announced his plans to run for the 37th State Senate District. He started in Traverse City and planned to be in Newberry in the Upper Peninsula by the day's end.
We'll be in the Sioux. We hit Elk Rapids, Charlevoix, Petoskey, St. Ignace, Sheboygan. Can't forget Sheboygan.
Schmidt is in the middle of a third term in the Michigan House of Representatives, representing Grand Traverse County. He's moderate compared to GOP lawmakers from more rural districts up north, and he doesn't mind that label.
That says that I'm taking a common sense approach to things, that I just don't lock in ideologically to one way of thinking, that I'm willing to take tough votes, not just stick my finger in the wind and see what happens.
One tough vote this year was the expansion of Medicaid. It actually went through the House twice. The change is expected to provide health coverage to another 320,000 Michigan residents. At Schmidt's launch event were the heads of the two major business associations in Traverse City, the Convention and Visitors Bureau, and the Chamber of Commerce. The head of the chamber, Doug Luciani, praised Wayne Schmidt for standing firm in favor of the Medicaid expansion. Luciani says it's crucial to reduce the number of people without insurance.
Ultimately, the people that end up paying for those uninsured are businesses, the people that have insurance, the people that provide insurance. And by not participating in the Affordable Care Act and expanding Medicaid in Michigan, it would have added a tremendous burden. It would have been a hidden tax to the businesses in Michigan.
In recent years, the state senator from the 37th district has always been a Republican from Traverse City. Right now it's Howard Walker, who's not seeking re-election. When Walker won the primary in 2010, almost 40% of the votes were cast in Grand Traverse County. But the Tea Party movement's been busy in the region, and now they even have their own radio station.
Hey, welcome in this morning. It is Monday. Brian Summerfield, Trucker Randy, your defending fathers.
Hey, good morning, Brian.
Hey, good morning.
How you doing, sir?
That's Randy Bishop with Brian Summerfield. For 3 hours each weekday morning, they host Your Defending Fathers on Patriot Voice Radio Network. The FM broadcast reaches most of central northern Michigan, though it falls short of Traverse City. Bishop ran for the state senate himself back in 2010, and he's been organizing the Tea Party movement since. Patriot Voice listeners are livid with Republicans who voted to expand Medicaid. One caller from Petoskey calls it a stunt.
And it's our own Republican jokers. I am so disheartened by that stunt.
Yeah.
I can't. It just hurts.
And those are voters Greg McMaster will appeal to. McMaster is from Key Wayden in Antrim County and is in the middle of his second term as a member of the Michigan House. He, too, would like the GOP nomination in the 37th Michigan Senate District. McMaster voted against the Medicaid expansion earlier this month. And he was on Patriot Voice Radio this week to discuss various legal and political strategies to thwart what they call Obamacare.
So we've got multitude of people that are out there trying to find a way to eliminate or reduce its impacts. And I will fight to my last breath to find a way to get rid of it.
Greg McMaster has been accused of pandering to the Tea Party since he announced his Senate ambitions. But he rejects the label of a Tea Party candidate. He describes himself as a conservative Republican who votes on what's best for Michigan. And he says he's not bound to predetermined solutions. For instance, one looming issue in Michigan is how the state will pay to fix its roads and bridges. Governor Snyder has pushed for new fees or taxes, but some in his party are taking a firm stance against asking for more money. McMaster says he's not ruling anything out.
Not ruling it out, but it'll be my last choice, raising taxes overall. I think our government needs to do a better job at spending its money responsibly. And we're getting there.
The latest ranking from Inside Michigan Politics pegs Greg McMaster as more conservative than about half of his Republican colleagues in the House. Wayne Schmidt's voting record put him further down the list as more conservative than about a quarter of that group. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Peter Payette.